For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials say Ground Service Agent Richard Russell, who stole an empty plane from Seattle-Tacoma Airport Friday night, had legitimate access before taking off and later crashing. Brad Tilton, CEO of Alaska Airlines.
Normally there are ramp clearances, there are ground clearances, there are takeoff clearances. Those did not happen in this situation. This was an unauthorized flight.
Cell phone video shows the moment the twin-engine Horizon Airlines plane does what appears to be a mid-aerial barrel roll before dropping down above the waterline off the coast of Seattle.
What the hell is this guy doing?
In radio communications, air traffic controllers and a Horizon pilot refer to the man flying as Rich. As they talked to him, they learned he wasn't planning to land the plane safely.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.